Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri. The Beavers lost last night. Tom ending a 4-game unbeaten streak. Losing on the road, never out of the question, no matter where you are. Winning, never taken for granted. You're playing a ranked team, really good team. It still stings to lose, though, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely, Schultz. We're playing good hockey. I think we're feeling it pretty good, and no, it always stings losing, and that game could have went either way last night, but again, you know, they had, I always say they got the last break right there, and they converted on that break.
It seems like they've taken advantage of every little mistake in all three of these games.
Yeah, you know what, it's just a game of inches, and there's a fine line like we always talk about, and it's a sign of a championship team, and that's why their record's 21-7. You know, they make you pay if there's a mistake, and that's what happened last night.
Leo Fitzgerald was sick before the game. You moved Mitch Cain in. What changes, knowing that the personnel that you wanted in the game isn't in the game 15 minutes before it starts?
Well, again, you just have to make your adjustments, and kind of that's, you know, that's just the way it is right there. And we just feel, again, Kyle plays a lot like Leo, so we just felt putting him with Miles and Jerry, it fits. You know, and Mitch is a big, strong kid, and Mitch played very well last night. And you know, probably the biggest adjustment is just on your power play, just to try to develop some continuity right there. And you know, we had Nate take Leo's spot, and a lot of it's just predicated on what hand you're in.
Not to take anything away from Riley Sweeney, he scored the goal. But if you're going to get beat by that team, you're expecting it to maybe be a Caro or a Prietola. Secondary scoring wins championships in this league, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. And you know, you take a look at the top of their score sheets, and you do see, you know, you see Caro, and you see Patan, you see Prietola, and you know, yeah, those are the names that are, you know, obviously pretty synonymous with Michigan Tech as far as offense goes. But you know, obviously in a lot of these games too, sometimes it does go to those kind of those unsung players. A guy like Riley Sweeney got that shorty last night, and that was a nice shot. And even Stemmen, you know, Stemmen's got 7 goals right now, but he's a freshman, and he converted. So, no, I mean, it's not uncommon in hockey, as you know, Schultze. And, you know, mostly in a game last night where there wasn't a lot of easy ice, you know, it's just, again, who's Johnny on the spot in that particular time of the game.
More of Tom Cerruteri when we return. The Medusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Medusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Tom Cerruteri. Could every college sports program learn a little something from the atmosphere inside this building?
Oh, it was a great atmosphere, and it's a hockey rink, and you and I have talked about that before. And, you know, I use the analogy, it's Fenway Park or Wrigley Field. It's just a, you know, it's a 45-year-old building, and it's got great sight lines, very, very steep, to, you know, to the point where it's not even cold today. You couldn't build it, and you know, and it's loud, and no, it's a fun atmosphere. There's no question.
Beavers have been here twice for Winter Carnival. Were you ever here with St. Cloud?
No, I wasn't, Schultz. I was here, but not for Winter Carnival. But I was obviously here playing. But Winter Carnival obviously is another element of excitement.
Does the WCHA allow anyone to determine who their opponent is on any given weekend? I mean, can Michigan Tech determine who they want or not?
No, I don't think so. It's just kind of, this is where Michigan Tech would just puts in the schedule request form that they need to be home this particular weekend because it is Winter Carnival, and then the WCHA just slots you. And I think I'm going to make sure this year that we've said we've, 2 of the last 4 years have been a Winter Carnival, so can we at least have 10 years off? And we'll see if I can win that battle.
Good luck with that. In a tie right now for 6th with Ferris. 4 back of Northern. You head there next weekend. How big are a point or 2 tonight?
Always big, Schultz. And everything's magnified this time of year. We can sit there and, you know, go back early in the year and just say, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But again, that just, it's too demoralizing to sit there and look back and play that game. And I think any team can play that game. But the bottom line now is we have to live in the present and in the future, and we have to get it done if we want to obviously even have any chance at home ice. And, you know, points are critical right now. There's no question.
I don't even know if I want to ask you this because there's nothing that you can do about it at this point of the year, but you got a couple of guys that are hurt. Jay Dickman is not eligible this year. Bob Kenny transferred out at Christmas. A couple more bodies wouldn't be a bad thing right now, would they?
Yeah, I guess, Chelsea. But again, sometimes, and there's no doubt, but obviously when, you know, there's more bodies and more guys not playing, that's how it's difficult for guys too. So there's 2 ways of looking at everything, you know. Some teams have 6-7 guys out of their lineup, and that's tough too. So it's not all bad. I mean, we have our team right now, and then, this is the bottom line. You got, you know, seven defensemen, and we've got 13 forwards, and we got three goalies right now healthy. And so guys kind of know it's, you know, they're going to play, and, you know, let's make sure we step up.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.